It's time for What's Up with Opposition Deputy Leader Paula Bennett.
Morena. Paula, how are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, and I hope everyone else is as well.
That's good to hear. It's a very strange time, and of course will be a bit stranger from tomorrow as well, because at midnight tonight New Zealand is going into COVID-19 alert level 4. And I know that a few people have texted in questions that they've got about what that's going to look like, so we might try and field some of those as well. But I wanted to start by asking you, Paula. Parliament is sitting today and they're going to declare urgency. The opposition has given its given the government its full support. So what happens next?
Yeah, so that's interesting. So today I'm actually on my way to Wellington, and then we have a few of us sit. So we have a bit of social distancing happening there, and then of course we want to restrict our own movements because we're expecting everyone else to, and we need to as well. So in that, we've now, we've got unprecedented times, and of course the government making such huge decisions that's going to last for, quite frankly, probably a couple of years when it comes down to the economy and what will happen once we get through this sort of health crisis. And so in that respect, I think scrutiny of that, the great questions being asked and that happening. So a committee is being set up that will be chaired by Simon Bridges, will have government members, members of the opposition and all parties represented on it. And in that, they'll be able to call people to it. So kind of a select committee, but with more powers, so that we can just get that level of scrutiny for the public as well.
And so that committee, you're saying, is a cross-party committee?
Yes, it is. I think, from memory, I think there's about 11 or 12 on it. Five from National, ACT, Greens, New Zealand First, and of course Labour there as well. And they can call people, so they could call in epidemiologists. they could also call in, they can call in health experts, they can call in economists and economic people. They can do all sorts of things that really looks at what are the next steps as we sort of move through this. But as you indicated, Rachel, they've certainly got our support to get the legislation through today that they need to do so that they can get on with those packages that they've announced.
Obviously, working together is something that the whole country needs to be doing right now. And it is an unprecedented time. It's also quite a confusing and a scary time as well for people. What are some of the key messages you think people need to listen to or be really getting understood right now?
Yeah, look, I mean, the social, the physical isolation just feels weird, and people have still got questions about what they can and what they can't do. But staying away from people, because that is how it is transmitted, and realising that you don't know if you've got it. I mean, to be quite honest with you, I'm not scared I'm going to get it, but I would hate to think that I passed it on to someone else. And in that context, I'm doing everything I can to stay away from people because, I have a responsibility, as each and every one of us does. And sometimes we think we're a bit bulletproof, and sometimes we kind of think it's so big and scary that maybe it's not real. But even looking at other countries or other states, Washington's a great example. Washington State, they really locked down, and it's early, but they're seeing positive consequences of that. And then other places that haven't shut down are seeing widespread of the virus, and equally, I'm afraid to say, but more and more deaths. And so we as a country have got a role to play, and we can do it, and we should.
And as many people, including the Prime Minister, have pointed out, we do have this sort of window right now where we can, if we are very effective with our isolation and our distancing when running, those crucial errands like going to the supermarket, then we have got a chance to get ahead of this big curve which we're seeing overseas. But that doesn't mean that we're out of the woods in that sense necessarily. What are you personally doing for your pandemic plan? Because I know that's something that people are, suddenly having to factor into their lives. You obviously will be thinking about one for your family, I'm sure. I'd be interested to hear about that, Paula, but also what, as the deputy leader of a major political party, what you're doing as a pandemic plan.
Yeah, well, at the moment I'm just dealing with constituents and then, as you say, my own family. My daughter works in the social and health area and is an essential worker. So I must admit I've got grandchildren that I've been looking after and doing that. But that's all fine. We're lucky. You know, we've got a home that we can live in. We've got enough food. We can afford to buy it. Constituents dealing with a lot there. People worried about family members overseas. What can they do? Trying to get their heads around what an essential service is and what isn't. All sorts of things coming through. Pharmacists really concerned about their own health and how they stay healthy so that they can stay open. Things like that. So the constituent work is really big. And then, you know, and for all MPs, we're sort of definitely seeing that, and there's a big role for us to play. So, you know, part of my own planning, though, is making sure that, yeah, my own family's okay. I've also really, I've got a food banks are in a real pickle right now. There's people that aren't as lucky as me. And so I've gone through my own pantry and emptied it out of all the things that I don't need. I'm not hoarding. But some of them, the smaller ones, the supermarkets are even making them abide by the two essential items. So reaching out to people and saying, could you please buy two and give us one of the flour and the sugar and the pasta so that we can get, and then we'll donate that back to the food bank that can then get that out to people that don't have the money to go and get the food that they need.
As you were just saying, obviously constituent work is massive. How can people contact their local MPs if they do have questions? Because, of course, there'll be lots of different problems that will be coming up all the time for people that they'll need answers for. How can people get in touch with their local MPs, Paula, if they haven't done it before?
Yes, so email is the best, and that makes sense at the moment. You can email any MP on their firstname.surname@parliament.govt.nz. So if, in my case, paula.bennett@parliament.govt.nz, but you can put any MP's names in there and they will get those emails. A lot of them have got their office phones transferred through to them or staff that are at home. So do try the phone, and I know that if you are leaving a message, they're being checked daily, remotely, because we can phone in and get those messages and someone will get back to you. So, you know, the other thing we can do is obviously reach out to older New Zealanders. I know we've got a phone tree going where we're ringing everybody over 60 and just staying in touch each week so that they're getting a phone call and asking how they are and if there's anything that we can do to help. So those sorts of things are good things for us to do too.
Well, the last question I just wanted to ask you is one that we've had a few texts about this morning from listeners, and that is, of course, we're starting to see more clearly and understand more clearly what essential services will still be open. But somebody has texted in asking about it turning into sort of colder months now, and what if people need to access some warmer clothes and they don't have any? What is the options that, I guess, are being discussed for how that can work as well, Paula, in terms of people accessing that kind of thing?
Yeah, look, not a lot at this stage. I've got it happened so quickly, and we saw the essential list being added to yesterday, and you don't hear this from the opposition very often, but my call is give the government a bit of a break. You know, they're doing the best that they can in trying to make sure that you can get access to what you really need, while also not having, quite frankly, big places like the warehouse open, where we're more likely to keep spreading.
Absolutely.
So, there is the online still, and I believe courier drivers are still working, but they will be working their way through how they can make that accessible over the next few days. So keep a lookout on that COVID-19.govt.nz website. They keep updating it. They will be thinking about things like that. But I bet right now they're just dealing with the here and now, and then they'll it'll settle a little and they'll be able to sort of address those wider issues. So we all need to be a little bit patient too.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Paula. It's a pleasure to talk to you, and a big weird time out there, but we're all in it together, eh?
Well, we are, and we need you. You know, we need people like you that keep us connected and that we've got someone to listen to, and we all just need to play our part. And yeah, I'm fully confident that New Zealand's going to come through better than most other countries, because we've got the means and we've got the people, and we're a pretty remarkable little country.
Hey, thank you so much, Paula. Have a good week. We'll talk to you again in the near future.
Cool, thanks.
Bye.
That was What's Up with Opposition Deputy Leader Paula Bennett.